get down on your knees, and then get up and attempt to see where it is, in great ways and small, great ways and small, that you can make a difference in your parish, maybe even in your family in terms of discussing the issue, in your diocese. Because we have been taught, listen, there's a teaching church and a listening church. There's a church that tells you what to do and a church that obeys. This is tough. This is tough. In a sense, it's the same kind of recovery. And who is it? Who is the wonderful theologian? I'm blanking. Who talks about the church as a dysfunctional family. So we do have all kinds of adults today who were raised in dysfunctional families. So what we have to try to do is find ways to build on resilience, to empower people even in small ways, to empower them. Because abuse of power is the essential evil in all of this. And yet power, and Jesus's power, I mean, what did Jesus, what did he manifest? That power was something not to be clung to. He emptied himself of being equal to God for us. So I think it's, we need to find, and it's difficult because we don't have a vocabulary, we don't have a tradition, as many wonderful theologians are showing us. But there, we have got to find agents of hope. We have got to find ways of encouraging each other to be critically constructive, and then do what you can. It's like, remember that, the Christopher movement. It is better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. Hey, just remember this. Jesus started out with 12 because he didn't take any of the girls with him in the apostles. But he started out with 12. And one of them didn't even make it to his death. We wouldn't have the church if we couldn't find that in weakness, the power of the Holy Spirit can give us strength. We do what we can, which is why I teach and preach and talk, and I will do that as long as the Lord gives me the strength to.